Hello. Can you hear me? Okay. Let me turn that down. So, it's Ashley. If you hear me right now, today it's Monday. Only one sister here today. And today is Motivational Monday Enlightenment at 5:16 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm just 12 hours off, right? So, what's been going on? I haven't done this in a very, very long time, right? Well, you know, I haven't done this. I usually try to do it before work, but it seems like we're all like working from home now, right? If we're working at all. So, let's first address, and if you hear me looking for stuff, I'm looking for my clipper thing that I'm like completely addicted to. Okay. I'm sorry. All right, I'm back. So today's date is April 20th, 2020, or better known as 420. So to everybody out there who has a birthday on this very special day, happy birthday. And for those of you that partake, and you know what I'm talking about, have a good time. But you're doing social distancing, so I guess maybe you could do it virtually in places where it's legal. Not very sure how that's going to play out. But anyway, happy 420. And happy birthday to all of those Tauruses out there. So what are we talking about today? We're talking about, and again, if you guys hear my little thing, that's me using my little no-nonsense thing that's supposed to, like, clip the lady's hairs and stuff, like, off your face. Hey, even though you're on lockdown, quarantine, social distancing, whatever the case is, you still want to look good, right? So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to wake up and put on a full face of makeup, put on your best wig, do whatever you want to do, even though you're not going anywhere, if it makes you feel pretty, do it. So, I'm going to continue shaving. All right. So, during this very unfortunate time, this guy's like, it's like everything has changed, right? The commercials have changed. The TV shows have changed. It's like everything has changed since this whole Rona thing, aka Rona, Corona, COVID-19. And it's like you can't even watch a commercial, even the Toyota commercials. You know, usually they're all about buying cars and everything. And now they're so somber. The person's voice is just so like, okay, and for 90 days, you don't have to make a payment. Like, for real? Okay. Whatever, man. Whatever, dude. It's just so sad. And you turn on the news, and then it's like all of these deaths that you see, and it just makes you feel bad and everything. And, you know, I was talking to my sister, and I'm like, well, why can't we, you know, of course, have our moment of silence for the ones that have passed, but also celebrate the ones that have recovered, that made it through, that were knocking on death's door. You know, why aren't we doing that more? I think that would like uplift us as a country as well. You know, and then you have the other people that are out protesting because they want their freedoms. And you know, I mean, okay, that's cool. You know, you're doing your thing or whatnot, but you know, I mean, I guess it is what it is. The government knows you can't control everybody, but I mean, you just like, you really watch these commercials, and like, there's this one commercial, I think, for Burger King, where they're like, do for your country or something and sit down on the couch, be a couch potato and order food. It's like there's so much propaganda, like, just everywhere. It's like people are still trying to capitalize off of everything, you know, and it's just, it's really hard. It's very difficult. So I'm sure everyone is experiencing their children being at home, right? So like the kids have to work from home now, and which means the parents actually have to work with their children. Well, you know, if you were a good parent before, it really doesn't bother you, right? You know, you just put your kids on the schedule and you do your thing. But if you were that parent that would run from the teacher every time they would call home, oh yeah, you're feeling our pain now. So how does it feel? Because I think too much of our time, we are treating the schools like a daycare and less like an institution for learning. You know, it's bad enough that they took the teacher's power away to actually teach the children what they really need to know about life. And now it's based on, you know, testing and scores and all. But, you know, it's like the parents, they don't have to make the lunch. They don't have to make them breakfast. They can do the free aftercare, even though they're not even going to work. They can pick the kids up at 6 p.m. and they can just have fun all day. Well, guess what? Now you have to be a parent. How's that working out for you? But what I don't like, what's up, Billy? What I don't like about the kids doing the distance learning thing is like they're on the computer too much, you know? Excuse me. Uh-oh, dry throat. That's all it is. So anyway, the kids are on the computer way too much. And now it's like they're almost becoming addicted. And, you know, you have to frequently monitor, make sure they're not playing games, make sure they're not watching games, make sure they're not watching inappropriate things on YouTube. I mean, it's just ridiculous now. So, I mean, that's the downside of, you know, them being on the computer doing home schooling, I guess, if you want to call it that. But anyway, what's going on? So let me tell you about this show that I started watching, you know, since, hey, I'm doing for my country and I'm staying home, right, on my couch. It's called What We Do in the Shadows. So it's about like four vampires, two vampires, they're married. And then there's one vampire, he's like, I don't know, Persian or something. And then there's another vampire, he's like a daywalker. So that daywalker dude, his name is Colin Robinson or something like that, but he is an energy vampire, right? An energy vampire. And then and so he works, you know, since he's a day walker, he has a day job, and he works in an office. I don't know if you guys have ever worked in an office where you have cubicles and you just sit there and you try to have small talk and everything. Sometimes it's okay. It's pretty boring, you know, but anyway, he works at an office. So this guy, he drains your energy. And when he comes around, he'll tell you like boring stories, and so boring until he drains your energy and puts you to sleep, you know, and that's how he feeds. Instead of biting people and like taking blood, he drains your energy. Okay. So one day, this guy, the energy vampire, he met an emotional vampire. Her name was Evie. Emotional vampire. And so she drained you of your emotions by telling you like horrible, sad stories all day long. all day long. So instead of you now, you have to listen to these extremely long stories from the energy vampire, but then comes the emotional vampire, and she sucks up all your emotions because she's like just spewing all of this sadness and you know, grief and, you know, stuff that's completely made up, like just draining you of your emotions. And so he didn't realize what she was until, like, I don't know, probably like midway of the show. And so they started fighting each other because he's like, you know, this is my office and I'm working them. And she's like, no, I'm coming in here. And so they eventually started dating for a minute, but they followed this one guy to the bathroom. And so they drained him so much emotionally and took his energy until they put him in a coma. Like, isn't that just horrible? That's just horrible. So anyway, the show is extremely funny. It's like a mock reality show type of deal, but I think it's extremely funny. But anyway, so my point for this story is we have to actually watch out for these people, the emotional vampires, because remember my thing, I said, today I'm talking about human vampires that drain you. Okay, so this is it. So we have to watch out for those emotional vampires and those energy draining vampires, because we have people that prey on us and we don't even realize it. You know, you guys ever talk to like a friend? I wouldn't even call that person a friend. It could be a parent or someone that's always calling, and you see their number flash and it's like, oh gosh, who died now? Oh goodness, what are they gonna say now? So you pick up the phone and then you say hello, and then immediately that person starts, oh, my boyfriend broke up with me, he took all my money, he took my utility money, he took the cable box, and then my dog got hit by a car. It's just like one story after the next, after the next, after the next. And they drain you emotionally. Real talk. That is an emotional vampire. So it's like my mother, she's elderly. It's so weird saying that, right? Like, you know, you never think of your parents are actually ever going to be old. Like, I'm going to actually be old one day. Like, oh my gosh, I'm already gray, but dang. So anyway, she'll call and she'll, you know, nothing good. Nothing like, hey, Ashley, you know, I went for a swim today. I planted some flowers. I went for a nice walk. It's always like, oh, Brother Jackson passed away. And, you know, like a funeral, like every week. And I'm like, didn't you just go to a funeral last week? Well, yeah, we did. Well, did you know that person? Well, no, we didn't know them, but we just went, you know, for support. I'm like, really? Like, doesn't that drain your emotions? So don't call me with that, you know, with the emotional draining bit, because I just can't do it in my life, you know? So when we have people like that, that call us up, that are trying to drain us emotionally, and we can be in relationships like that too, you got to let it go. Slowly but surely, let that go, okay? Because it's not cool. It's not good to be drained. I mean, there's a million other ways you can be drained. And my mind's in the gutter right now, so that's where I'm thinking. But being drained, you know, from your mental health-wise, your energy and your emotions, that's not good. You know, if you want to be drained, go work out. Be drained that way. You know, be drained from your kids, playing with them or doing something you love. But having someone come in and just ruin your day like that, just telling you just horrible, bad things. Okay, something's not right with them. And now they're making you feel bad because you used to feel good, but now you're taking on their emotions and there's like nothing. So yeah, you gotta walk away. So Anyway, hello, Hollywood and beyond. So let's talk about the energy draining people, the energy draining vampires, the people that are at your job that hunt you down. Good afternoon or good evening. The people that hunt you down and that want to drain your energy and tell you long, boring, drawn out stories. Don't mean to be rude, but you know, sometimes you have to tell them, okay, yeah, well, that's awesome. You know what? I really want to hear about it, but let me finish this right now, because you don't want people to drain your energy. It's like they get a high off draining your energy. And it's just very strange, It's people that just are trying to get like rises out of you, that are trying to irritate you on purpose. You know, that's not a relationship. That's more like a parasitic type of deal where they're draining you. They're latching onto you and sucking your energy. That's how they get happy. And, you know, when I saw this show, Hollywood, I'm talking about What We Do in the Shadows, that vampire show. It's like a comedy. And we're talking about the human vampires. Well, they're not human, but the vampires that drain you, the emotional vampires and the energy vampire. So, you know, we actually meet people like that in real life. And it's just not cool. You know, it's not cool. And I feel like right now, with all of this, the pandemic thing going on, like the media is just draining us emotionally, and it's taking our energy away. You know, it's bad enough they want us to stay inside and we can't really do anything and, you know, and have human touch and reach out and touch people. I mean, in a nice way, not, you know, in a perverted way, of course. But, you know, it's kind of bad. So for us to have to endure all of this emotional energy being taken away from us, even from commercials, it becomes too much for us, and it messes with our mental health. So at some point during the day, like, I'm addicted to MSNBC, you know, and I try to turn it to other channels, but I go right back to MSNBC and I get drained. It feels like I'm just, my energy is just being sucked away. So what I am doing is I'm allotting myself like an hour to watch it, and that's it. I'm cutting myself off because I don't want my energy to continue to be drained away from me. You know, it's just too much because, you know, like we said, we have to get over this. It's bad enough we can't really go out and do what we want to do, go to the bar, have a drink, you know, things like that. So you guys, let's take care of ourselves mentally first. Do some self-care. Turn off the news. Turn on the radio. Do something else. You know, I try not to watch a lot of TV, but lately I've had a lineup, I have to admit. I watch this channel called The Charge Channel, and it shows like all the stuff from the 80s, like Knight Rider. Even though I've seen Knight Rider from season 1 all the way to season 4, however long it was on, you know, because it's on demand. Of course, you can binge watch it. Right? Awesome, right? You know, and so like I'm watching Knight Rider, I'm watching Chips. I'm just trying to do anything to divert myself from going to the news, because if you watch the news all day, not only will it drain your energy and change your mindset, but it'll also just build up a whole bunch of fears inside that you never had before. You know, like they're always telling us, wash your hands, do this. And that's everything that we've been taught from childhood. Wash your hands, clean your surfaces, spray your doorknobs. I mean, that's things that we've always been doing. And so I guess people are now just freaking out. You know, I'm not saying don't stop watching the news and not being informed, but tone it down a little bit, because the more you watch it, the more these fears, they manifest. and they just pop into your head. And before you know it, you're like wrapping your whole body in a plastic bag and trying to wear a spacesuit, you know, because you're afraid of germs. So let's just tone that down. Let's watch out for those human vampires that drain you. And it could even be your spouse. You guys just ever like, sometimes from one of your past relationships, they walk in and it's like the whole aura in the room just changes and you just get tired all of a sudden, like, oh my gosh. And you finally realize, because obviously because you've broken up now, but you realize it was that person draining your energy. Well, let's stay away from people like that, you know. Let's not do the emotional vampire thing. Let's not try to take other people's joy, because with this whole pandemic thing going on, it lets us know that life is way too short and we should try to enjoy it the best way we can. And living in fear is not the way to do it. So let's turn off the news, allot yourself that hour, turn on some Knight Rider. You know what? I was watching the A-Team. Thank you, Hollywood. I was watching the A-Team. But there's like a whole bunch of old shows that are on these like off-brand channels. I think it's like Comet or something, Bionic Woman, all this stuff. So just try to watch something else. We can't really go to the library because they're closed. I know I tried to turn in my kids' books and the little book thing had a lock on it, so you can't return your library book. So it's like all you're left to do is watch TV and maybe take a walk if you don't get stared at, if you don't have on some kind of facial covering. But, you know, so basically all you can do is like just watch TV. I mean, you could like do some floor workouts and stuff like that, which I should probably be doing probably like after I finish this. But yeah, so, you know, you guys, let's just stay in our right minds, cut out the vampires in our life, whether it be on TV or people on the phone that call you with horrible stories, and we can get through this. So yeah, that's all I have to say today. What's going on? It's been a long time since I've done my Motivational Monday Enlightenment. But that, I had to tell you guys about that show, What We Do in the Shadows. It's really funny. All right, Hollywood, you have a great day too. Okay, guys. So yeah, this is a really short show today. So you guys, you can follow me at positiveecs.com or email me. What is that? Oh my gosh. I'm wearing glasses and I still can't see. Or you can email me at positiveecs@gmail.com. And I promise you, I'm going to update my website. I promise, promise, promise. Hey, got nothing but time, right? So anyway, thanks for tuning in, you guys. And hopefully this weekend I will do a show with my sister. I don't know what we're going to be talking about or what she's going to cook for us this weekend. But we'll let you know whatever it is. Okay? So remember, long story short, stay away from those human vampires. Don't let them drain you. Arr. All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.